Mobile businessman Matt Brownfield joins us, and we're going to talk about some of the buildings he owns in the downtown area. And Matt, let's begin right across the street from the radio station. Tell us about the building and why you decided to get involved with that one.
Well, that's 303 Reed Street, and I purchased it as part of a two-building package a couple years ago. And I just wanted to basically rehab some buildings downtown. Well, to help downtown. Downtown Moberly is a obviously very historic place, and I just had the time and resources to give back to the community, I guess you might say.
Okay, so what is that building going to be when you're all done with it? Because people have seen a lot of work going on there.
That building will be four loft apartments on the second floor and three commercial spaces on the first floor. It will be totally gutted. I do apologize to the public for all the mess it's caused, but it certainly has been a project. But ultimately, when we're done, it'll be a, completely restored building, new plumbing, HVAC, electric, just everything is brand new on the inside. It'll just retain the historic features of the original building.
All right, like I mentioned, people have noticed work going on. Do you have any kind of timeline in mind when you'd like to get that done, besides yesterday?
Hopefully that building would be done within about 6 months, I'd say. We've spent a lot of time, months and months and months, just gutting the building, then several months doing exterior masonry work. And the inside will probably, from today, probably, hopefully within 6 months, it'll be totally completed. And one thing interesting about that building, specifically about 303, is that is one of the oldest buildings we found out in downtown Moberly. It doesn't look like it from the outside, because I guess maybe in the 50s or 60s they put a new brick veneer on the entire building. So, but once we started the gutting process, we could tell this was a really old building, really old unique wood and square nails, and in the second floor rafters we found the old building marquee that you could read, which said built by M. Jennings, 1872, and of course Moberly was founded in 1866, so it's one of the older buildings in town.
Okay, so what's the building you bought in conjunction with that one then?
That'd be 323 Reed, next to the drugstore and Encore, that end of the block. And it was originally, just a little history on it was originally a bakery when it was built at the turn of the century. And I believe around 1906 or 1909, Moberly Trust Company bought it and converted it into an early Moberly Bank.
Okay, so what all have you done to that building, and what's the goal for it?
Well, it currently has two loft apartments on the second floor and three commercial spaces on the first floor. Basically, living on the second floor, which I think is huge for downtown Moberly, get people living downtown. And then, of course, commercial spaces on the first floor. Now we're just getting those ready to lease now. So,
all right, let's talk about the other one too. That's going to be a very familiar building. That's the old post office downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a real unique building, and we're looking forward to tackling that hopefully in 2020, getting started on it.
All right. Do you have any plans for it, or is this kind of in the formative stages in your mind?
Oh, let's just say right now that's probably still in the formative stages. I mean, obviously, we're going to restore the building, and that's going to be quite a project. But it's such a unique building. It was built in 1906 as a post office. Most people don't know that. They think, courthouse, but it was built as a post office, and then they put an addition on the back of the building about 10 years later. And of course, I guess since the 60s, it's been considered the courthouse. But
all right. Let's tell people as we wrap up today why you want to do this stuff. Moberly is important to you, isn't it?
Well, sure. I grew up here, and my family's been from this area for long, long time. You know, I want to do it to help Moberly. You know, I think one thing I want to say is I don't think I'd be doing this if it wasn't for the city's efforts to, you know, improve downtown. They've been so supportive, you know, from Brian Crane on down, Tom Sanders, and everybody. Economic development has been great. Everybody is in the mindset of let's improve downtown Moberly. And so whether it's the CID program or any of the other programs they have going, making it downtown a historic district is a huge thing. So, you know, the city involvement is just, I think, going to be great for downtown. It's great to see that effort being put.
All right, final thought from you. How neat is it for you when you walk through these older buildings and you find some of this stuff, this unique stuff like you talked about with the sign?
No, that's probably the best thing about it is you know, when you're taking out a wall and at 323 Reed, we took out, a short little story here, but we were taking out a wall out of the first floor in the back of the building, and behind these newer drywall walls was an old wall that had interior windows up above. So I guess that, you know, they did that back in the day when light bulbs weren't as plentiful. So so it was an interior window, a bank of windows, and so that was a neat feature we found. And across the street, PK Wise agency, I was talking to John one day, and he said, well, you know, PK Wise started in that building on the second floor. And I said, well, you're right, except it was on the first floor. And he said, no, I think it was on the second floor. I said, well, and he said, let me show you this picture. And so he showed me this picture of his ancestors, and they're sitting at a desk, and I saw these windows were in the picture. I said, come here, John, let me show you. Those exact same windows are on the first floor of the back of that building. So we kind of had a nice chuckle about that. But so some of that history from PK Wise and their start in Moberly, you know, we're, you know, redoing these windows. So, and we kept them.
All right, all kinds of neat stories.
Neat,
all right, Moberly businessman Matt Brownfield, he's joined us today on Regional Radio.